The Honest Truth met Benita Vergatini.
8.10 Smile. 90.4 FM.
Join us in conversation 0829-904-904. Now, filling us in on whether our hospitality sector is indeed on the road to recovery is the National Chairperson at FDASA, the Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa, Rosemary Anderson. Ms. Anderson, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Benita. Good to be with you.
So what is the current status, Rosemary? Is our hospitality sector recovering?
Benita, it is. According to Stats SA and another number of other organizations, it is definitely recovering. However, if you look at it in the big context, we are slightly behind our African sister countries, so we are not recovering at the same pace that they are. So a good example would be Tanzania is actually 7% up on pre-COVID levels. Ghana is about the same as pre-COVID levels. Nigeria is just down -2%. And South Africa, we're still about -40% of our pre-COVID levels. So we're not recovering as quickly as some other African countries, sister countries.
If one looks globally, Rosemary, what does hospitality look like?
Globally, we're also slightly behind. Europe is about -26%. The Americas, about -14%. So, as I mentioned, Africa is about -22%, and we're -40%. So we are quite a bit behind.
Do we know what the reason is for our, can we say, under-recovery at this stage in comparison to some of the other territories of the continent?
Benita, I would have thought there are quite a number of reasons, but one of the areas which definitely we need to work on, and that is to make a whole government all tourism encompassing. So we need to make the environment with which we operate in, as tourism in South Africa, friendly for visitors to come to our country. So the majority of our inbound customers come from Europe and America. And in fact, interestingly, America is one of the source markets which has actually recovered quicker inbound travel than Europe has. We really need to look at everything from, are we providing all our bulk service deliveries? In other words, are our roads good? Do people feel safe traveling in South Africa? Do we have a good supply of constant water, sanitation, electricity? All of those things are real basics when it comes to traveling. You don't want to travel to a place which doesn't have your basics. And I think we all know the situation we're currently living in. That definitely is an additional challenge for us in tourism.
So that is playing a contributing role. The fact that you and I are being frustrated on a daily basis with our load shedding and we had to adapt and adjust our schedules. Tourists coming in, well, they don't really have or they don't need to put up with it, so they can take their hard-earned money elsewhere.
Yes, that's exactly the case. So I think the other thing also would be regarding crime. I think we really need all South Africans to realize that every single crime that happens in our country not only obviously damages the person that is experiencing it, but it actually damages potential jobs because far more people would travel to South Africa if it had a reputation of being not a high level of crime.
Yeah.
So we need to all really, really go behind and hate crime because it is literally stunting job creation in South Africa. And on the positive side, tourism could literally be the single biggest factor of reducing our unemployment problem in South Africa. So it could literally be the silver bullet, the catalyst. But what we need to do is create the right environment to attract international visitors to our shore. All of our base products, such as our beauty and our beaches and our animals and our hospitality and the wonderfully lovely, friendly, open South Africans, we've got everything. We've actually literally got it all. We just need to get our damaging that's right. to be able to attract more tourists to our country.
And I suppose that also underscores that no sector can operate in isolation, because we all the sum of all our parts, so to speak, Rosemary. So tourism cannot operate in a vacuum, because there's real world South Africa that has an impact. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now, as you're pointing out, is that real world South Africa is having a negative impact, and that is where we need to concentrate on and reverse that.
Absolutely. I think if the government is talking about job creation, that's what one wonderful thing is. That's what the private sector do. They just naturally create jobs, because when they create businesses, they have to have people working for them. So if you can just create the right environment where business can get on doing with what it does best, and that's create jobs in the most magnificent country, then that will really go a long way to solving the unemployment problem in South Africa. The wonderful thing about hospitality is that we are able to absorb people from all different elks of life. And also the marvelous thing about hospitality is that we employ more women than actually men, and the sector which actually needs more help. So everything is right about our tourism and hospitality sector. We just need government to have an all-tourism approach and realize that currently our biggest obstacle is by not providing the basics, and that is safety, roads, water, sanitation, consistent supply of electricity, and matters like that.
Notwithstanding our numbers in comparison to similar markets on the continent, Rosemary, what is driving our recovery at this stage?
Well, we're a magnificent country, so you very, very, very seldom ever find an international visitor visiting South Africa who has something negative to say about our country. Everyone is impressed. Everyone thinks it's a marvelous country. Our offerings are very, very competitive. Also, with the exchange rate now, our prices are very fair. Our service, even in restaurants and things like that, are far superior to many, many countries overseas. And our friendliness, which goes a very long way for international tourists to end up liking you, that's also really good. So I think also, you know, you've maybe heard of the term revenge tourism.
Yes.
A lot of people were, you know, over COVID, obviously couldn't travel, so they're really wanting to travel now. Generally, you find people are going for longer stays. They're also having this leisure tourism whereby you are mixing your business travel and a bit of leisure on top of it. And the other market, Benito, which really I really hope that we can capitalize on, and that is the digital nomads. Those are people who really, the sector grew during COVID, people who can work anywhere in the world. So they're paid in foreign currency, but, for example, they could live in South Africa. So the marvelous thing about that is they're not taking any jobs. In fact, they're creating jobs, because they're either staying at a guest house or a hotel or Airbnb and paying petrol and water and electricity and food, and they are just creating employment in our country. That is a sector that countries like Canada are really, really going after. They're actually providing the sector with visas so they can easily work and live in those countries for like 1 or 2 years. And that's something we really, really hope Home Affairs will look at. They've been engaged with on a number of years now, where we're trying to get a visa for digital nomads in South Africa. So on the positive side, Benito, there are many things which our different government departments could do to actually attract tourism to our country. And they are being engaged with in us from our sector. We really hope that they'll come to the party and help us do what we do best, and that's create jobs and add to the economy.
Yeah, that certainly is encouraging. Just the profile of our visitors changing, and as you say, and as you're pointing out, Rosemary, does provide an opportunity there to innovate.
Very much so. If you think about it, if you're earning pounds or dollars or euros, and you can live in a beautiful country like South Africa, your expenses are so much lower, and you're just living in a beautiful, beautiful place. And at a fraction of the cost that you'd be living in London or New York or any of the other countries. So it's a real win-win situation. You'll actually find that a number of countries are actually going out with specific programs. Not only are they offering visas, specific visas, and to make it very easy, even Dubai is doing it, but they're even putting up very fast network, Wi-Fi networks in areas to try to encourage these digital nomads to live in them. So we are competing against these other countries. We really need to get up to speed in that regard.
Yeah, particularly what you spoke about, the environment, because we need to catch up fast and innovate ahead, because they've got the environment and they're innovating exponentially, Rosemary, so we've really got to vickle, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. You're right, Benita.
Rosemary Anderson, National Chairperson at the Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa, FIDASA. Appreciate your time, Rosemary. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Benita. Have a good evening. Night, night.